You're in tune to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to an in-depth program. And I think the audience knows after 32 years that if it's an in-depth program with Dan, I am not part of the news department. Don't want people to get confused with that. I can get on the radio station and talk with people, say my opinions, but that doesn't mean it's the news department. Views, because we keep them independent. We have on the show today, and I want to thank you for so graciously accepting our invitation, Hastings School District 200 board member Mike Reese. Thank you, first of all, for joining us, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
I want to say that right up front here, because I know all the blowback and stuff that we're going to get on this, you are speaking for Mike Reese. You're not
correct.
Speaking in as, you know, a school board member, but I'm going to ask you some pointed questions. And, you know, we've done this over the years. I have to tell you, Mike, we've always had a very, very transparent relationship with the school board and the school members. That all changed a couple of years ago. The school board has always been very transparent for us, as well as the Hastings Police Department still is, and so is the fire department, and so are all our elected officials. They're funded by the members of our community. As a school board member, the way I understood it with our relationship with the past superintendent is that the school board is elected by the people of Hastings. They represent the people of Hastings. The superintendent has to answer to the school board. Is that?
Yes, that is my understanding as well.
For some reason, that relationship seems to be very clouded and very different than what it used to be.
I would agree.
Tell us about your perception of what you thought the school board was and what's actually, in your opinion, different.
Sure. So I knew that we would get have differences and we wouldn't agree on everything, but I thought that we would have open and honest communications and discussions regarding it, back and forth. Yes, some of them might have more passion on some subjects than others, but I still expected to really have a resolution and then for people to accept it. Like, I was able to get out my point and discuss what I wanted to, whether they agreed or not, I can at least feel heard. That's not how it is at all. It's a lot different.
The superintendent answers to the school board,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that's the way it has been and was always in the past. I don't think that's happening today, in my opinion. I also want to say that any board member, the superintendent, anybody that wants to talk with KDWA in an in-depth program is always at any time invited to do that, because in the past, I know we talked with we talked with board members in an open manner. We talked with principals, assistant principals. It was a really good relationship, which, in my opinion, no longer exists. And let's kind of go back a little bit. KDWA did a news story not long ago on Mr. McDowell was from the Stillwater School District, and he was the assistant superintendent there, but there seems to be a general theme that came out of there. And while Mr. McDowell was an assistant superintendent, that there was a lot of elevated administrative costs, blocking of access to legal counsel, unequal treatment of staff and elected officials, as well as attempts to silence dissenting voices were common in the district while McDowell employed by Independent School District 834. And the source also echoes a settlement that the teachers' union was allowed to overstep its power during that time. KDWA has reached out to McDowell for comment, and this was quite a while back here now, and to this day have not received any response via email, via voicemail, or anything. Do you get that general treatment?
Absolutely. there's a lot of times where I would get that intimidation factor and or trying to shame mm-hmm. me for saying, well, this is going to cost the district money. Well, I understand that there might be some, and that's great that you're telling me that it'll cost money. I mean, I am aware of that, including the time and effort, but some of that is valid, much like what really prompted the whole me wanting to speak with legal is that teacher's contract.
Mm-hmm.
I had brought that up 4 or 5 different times to Bob, and I wasn't getting answers, and then his answers weren't complete, so I asked to speak with the attorneys to get some solid answers, and they just kept giving me the runaround, and then next thing you know, I'm getting a voicemail and emails from Bob saying that they were revoting on the contract after speaking with legal, and when I had asked for that information, I was never provided that either.
Okay. What you're saying has been not only what happened in Stillwater, and we should say that Superintendent McDowell was assistant superintendent again during Denise Pontrelli. She was removed by a vote of the Stillwater School Board in 2020, and that was right shortly after Bob McDowell came down here. Let's talk about the email situation. You released some emails that I thought everything that a school district did was public domain, which gives a right to anybody to actually look for it since they're funded by the public.
Agreed, yes.
And some emails were released by the local newspaper. Same fashion, or were they changed at all?
They were not changed at all.
Okay, because that was an accusation.
Not at all. I've had several requests, but when I decided to start reaching out to the news, I merely just copied them on it. So the board members and anyone else that I may have copied saw the original string of emails, if it was another one. And then when I would follow up about every day or day two, it was just copy and paste, that same thing. Nothing was altered. There are some things that I felt might have been private, so I may have removed that information, like if it had a person's number, name, or something like that. But other than that, no, they were not altered in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. And from that, there was a school board meeting. And again, you're listening to KDWA's In Depth. Our guest is Mike Reese. Mike while he is a school board member, he is not speaking on behalf of the board. Any school board member, the superintendent, are all invited for equal time to talk about this too. That is out there for them. All you have to do is get a hold of us here at 651-437-1460, and we will make that happen. The school board, and if I'm wrong on this, Mike, censured you for this.
Correct. That's they had a discussion on that Monday following. I wasn't able to attend. I had my daughter's music, and they didn't even reach out to me on that time, nor did they even to this day they supplied me with a list of things that they accused me of or the resolution or anything like that. I still have never received it via, you know, phone, email, letter, whatever. Only this letter that I just recently received, dated May 6th from Bob.
Why don't we run through that letter? And we will post that on our Facebook, and we will post it on KDWA.com.
Great. So the letter I received in the mail, again, it was dated May 6th. It's signed by Bob and CC'd Brian and the legal counsel. And what he's saying is that I'm only allowed to communicate with the staff, send one request per week with a maximum of 2 questions, even if it results in follow-up questions, and I can only do it during business hours, which...
What does that mean? You can only send an email between
and it
8
says,
I'm looking at 8 a.m. Yep. and 5 p.m. on weekdays.
Correct. Yep. And I don't know what that has to do with me asking questions outside of that time frame, but that's... The letter, I was pretty taken back and spoke with Carrie and Jessica about this to see, because it says in the beginning that the board had authorized this, and they were not aware of that either, of this letter. And I was going to bring it up at the last meeting, but that was kind of running a little late, and I didn't want to do that again.
Okay. part three of it, here's something that, really sticks out here, is that Bob is saying, and again, the school board is elected by the people, and you folks were elected by a majority, a large majority. Bob actually is supposed to be answering to the school board.
Correct, and he is supposed to be the subordinate of the school board.
Right, and that's the way, you know, he should be answering for the taxpayers of this community. In this letter, I see where Bob says he reserves the right to refuse to answer your questions if he deems them to be unreasonably or unrelated to matters likely to come before the school board. So the sole purpose of that sentence is basically he's saying he reserves the right to not answer those questions. I don't know that that's appropriate. As being paid by the taxpayers, and I also know that on occasions I've had communications with Bob, and it's very, very hard to get his attention. And what I mean is you may have to make 6 or 8 phone calls to get a response. This is kind of what's been going on for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I still have plenty of emails that still to this day have no response, and frustrating.
Okay. And then go on for some of the other highlights, because it is a 2-page letter with 8 points in it.
Yes. He goes on to say, you know, he'll respond in a reasonable time, which is fine. I never really complained about that. It was just repeated requests because I wasn't getting responses. And then in the weekly communication, if I have follow-ups, that's still part of my questions. If I need to schedule a phone or in-person meeting, it needs to get approved by the full board, and he reserves the right to decline it, which is, again, it's not something I would think a subordinate would be able to do.
Right.
And then the thing that really gets me is the last part on the data request and stuff, and he's actually telling me what I can or can't do, even as a private citizen, saying that he's refusing to take any of my requests as a board member, and I need to email him and Kathy and specifically state that I am a private citizen and that I'm requesting that, when the law clearly doesn't state that you can't send it from a certain email account. It's completely different than what I thought. You know, I love politics. I like trying to stay current on news. Whether I agree with it or not, I want to read it so I can try to stay informed and current with up-to-date things. But coming into here, it's quite different and not how I expected.
Uh-huh. Once again, you're listening to KDWA's In-Depth program. Our guest today is Mike Reese. He is a member of School Board 200. He is speaking for himself as a new board member, his opinion on what is currently going on in School District 200. And I want to once again throw this out, that any board member, the superintendent, which, you know, answers to the board, are all invited at any time to talk about this or any other subject on the air. We want to make sure that we're airing all sides of it. We can't, however, if people don't respond to our requests, they ignore us, and yet, you know, we're accused of being biased on this. You can't be biased if they're not responding to it. What would you like to see changed in the School District 200?
There's a few things that I would like to see changed, but overall, I think the main thing would be for us to be able to work together and have conversations that are difficult. And even on ones that we don't agree on, I mean, you look at the mask thing, that was a kind of a big thing that we had started to run on. Now it's not a requirement anymore. So we were able to, you know, have discussions and move on past that. And we're not asking to have everything done tomorrow. You know, we understand that it takes time. I know I fully understand it takes time and going through policies and everything. So, but I would really like to be able to work together and to have those discussions when I don't think that we currently are able to, or we're getting just shut down.
And in the end, this is all about the kids, and it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's the thing is that, you know, I've gotten a lot of, emails and stuff saying, you know, that, oh, you're not focusing on the kids, you're not, you know, doing what this is what your job is. Well, we are. You're only seeing the tail end of this, you know, right from the very beginning. I believe it was my second or third day I had reached out to Bob to find out what I could do to release all my emails, just to be transparent on everything, and that was kind of shot down. So there is a lot of other things that you just don't see, and, you know, I could publish them, but I got in trouble on this time, so I don't know that I want to be a little more cautious on that then.
Well, I would think a lot of this, and obviously this letter had to be run by the law firm that works paid for by the school. And I'm guessing now that they're probably not a real inexpensive law firm. And a lot of this seems like a lot of money is being put into this kind of stuff. I mean, we have a consulting firm that, you know, seems to be working for the school district now. We never have in the past.
At $300 an hour.
That is working for the school district. It seems like a lot of money is going out the door that could actually be going to educating our kids.
Absolutely. I started looking at asking about contracts and what was spent and stuff. And if I recall, the first year that Bob had taken, which was his role in 2020, I believe that they spent $120,000 with that law firm when every other year was 15 to 20, and he said it was something with contracts, which is still concerning because now we still had an issue with contracts. And then on one of the last board meetings, there's now an administration thing that had to go back to the lawyers again. So it's like, you know, that's $120,000. You know, that's a couple teachers that you could add. That's, you know, supplies that you could add, you know, to not let people go, you know, hiring, you know, part-time workers, food, whatever it might be. So,
Well, we've run out of time, Mike. First of all, I want to thank you for coming in here, and I always want to let you know that the door is always open. And I also want to let it be said publicly that any other board member, any member of School District 200, a teacher, we used to talk with teachers and principals and stuff, even the superintendent, are invited to talk about any subject at any time. All they have to do is give us a call at 651-437-1460. This has been KDWA's In-Depth with Mike Reese, KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7 Hastings.